Hello, my name is Dr. Christopher Flowers, and I'm an associate professor of hematology and oncology and director of the lymphoma program at the Winship Cancer Institute at Emory University School of Medicine. And I'm reporting live from the American Society of Clinical Oncology annual meeting held here in Chicago. Today I want to speak to you about two abstracts that I have been involved with that are presented at this year's ASCO meeting, looking at observational studies. The first is discussing patterns of failure in advanced stage diffuse large B-cell lymphoma in patients treated with R-CHOP chemotherapy and address the emerging role of consolidative radiation. Additionally, I will talk to you about variations in health-related quality of life by line of therapy, age, and gender among patients with chronic lymphocytic leukemia who have been analyzed as part of the CONNECT-CLL registry. When we look at diffuse large B-cell lymphoma, this is a lymphoma where the majority of patients are treated with standard R-CHOP chemotherapy in the upfront setting. And this is based on a series of randomized controlled trials that have demonstrated that the addition of rituximab to chemotherapy provides benefits over chemotherapy alone. While R-CHOP has stood as the standard of care, questions remain about what additional therapies might provide benefits beyond R-CHOP alone. In this observational study, we examined patients who were treated at the Emory Winship Cancer Institute over a series of years from 2000 to 2012 and received R-CHOP as their frontline chemotherapy. Among 163 patients who were treated with R-CHOP, 110 patients achieved complete remission in this study, and we examined the role of consolidated radiation therapy for patients who achieved complete remission and had various sizes of masses remaining at the completion of therapy. Among these patients, about 13% received consolidative radiation therapy following completion of their R-CHOP and attained complete remission. What we see from this study is that for those patients who received consolidated radiation therapy, this therapy provided benefits both in terms of local disease control, as would be expected, but also provided benefits in terms of distant disease control, progression-free survival, and overall survival. This raises the provocative question as to whether consolidative radiation therapy might be of benefit for patients with diffuse large B-cell lymphoma to prevent additional relapses of their disease. And prospective trials are desperately needed in this area to address the role of radiation going forward. The second study that I will discuss is the role of quality of life in patients with chronic lymphocytic leukemia from the CONNECT-CLL study. The CONNECT-CLL study is a prospective observational study that is examining patients across the United States with newly diagnosed and relapsed chronic lymphocytic leukemia. In this study, the plan is to enroll 1,500 patients across the U.S., with enrollment so far coming from 90% community sites. So the types of patients that are commonly cared for in community-based practice settings are addressed in this study. In our early looks at this data, we are looking at trying to describe the patterns of care that occur for these patients and also what their quality of life is at their diagnosis of CLL. In the abstract presented at this year's ASCO meeting, we describe the differences in quality of life at presentation for patients by age and by gender, and see that there are marked differences in quality of life as represented by the FACT general measure and by the FACT leukemia measure, with patients who are older at their presentation of chronic lymphocytic leukemia having worse quality of life at presentation. This study will help to delineate what these patterns are in presentation with quality of life and help us to understand going forward as we follow these patients over time, how quality of life changes with therapies for chronic lymphocytic leukemia.